Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. Once again, I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And here we come at you once again. The holiday episode.
Holiday episode. I'm going to honestly squeeze another one in.
We might. This is holiday episode one.
Yes, possibly.
There might be a holiday episode two. If we get enough responses.
It's like these movies and sequels are always like, oh, it's like the movie, and then it's part two, right? They never like sell it, like, oh, it's part one. Or like the... You know, you don't say, like, Ghostbusters 1 or Star Wars 1 or whatever. Except, Star Wars is a bad example, actually.
Because it was episode 4?
Yeah, which was very confusing, I think. Yeah. Probably, like, in 1979 or whenever it came out, I was like, why is it episode 4? Like, why did you start at 4, George Lucas? You're weird.
He knew what he was getting himself into.
He's in for a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah. Worlds of worlds merchandise.
All right, so should we get to our first department?
Yeah, sure. What are we talking about today?
So I thought we would start off with a product review.
All right, product review.
I got here some soy eggnog, which I thought might be fun to feed to taste on air. So okay. I'll just shake that up there. And there's not actually a lot left because I've been drinking it. But
so your review has already been,
I've already tried it. I will not divulge whether it's good or not, but.
Well, you have about a quart there, and it seems that you are down to the last cup and a half.
It goes quick,
So, to be full disclosure here, there is no egg in soy eggnog.
Yeah, that's true. There's not a lot of it. It's like, you know, well, let's, I mean, we'll divulge the ingredients and everything once. I mean, you've already read the ingredients, it sounds like.
I did.
But
there's not much to them.
We have about a half glass here, so why don't you give it a try? Then maybe we can we'll spike it with a little Maker's Mark while we're at it.
Cheers.
There you go. Click, click.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
It tastes like nog.
Yeah.
I don't know what nog actually is, but...
Actually, last year, I made some eggnog from scratch.
Ooh.
Like, it's quite a process. You have to, like, boil milk, and you have to, like, add egg, and it's, like, very scientific because... You want it to be at just the right temperature because I guess at like exactly this temperature, whatever, like 140 degrees or something like that, like egg, the protein starts to like, I don't know, denature or nature or something, and they start to like do this thing, and it kind of almost, if you do it a little too high or you stir a little too hard, it turns into scrambled eggs. Exactly, right? But if you do it just below that temperature, it starts to thicken up. And that's where you get sort of that thickness, right? And actually, it's not like if you do the authentic eggnog, it's not that thick. It's thick, but it's not that thick. Like, whereas if you get the stuff from the store, it's like
thick.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really good.
Yeah.
Really, really sweet and really, really good. But then you look at the ingredients, it's like, oh, it's like basically made of like corn syrup, ice cream, and like heavy cream.
All
right. And eggs, of course, right? But like...
Interesting that corn syrup's in there.
It's always in there. It's crazy. But this stuff is like a lot thinner. It's almost like... It's basically a consistency of milk.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
It definitely has the flavor. You're right, though. The consistency is much lighter.
I will say, if you taste it one more time, you might taste a hint of banana, which is odd.
Let's try that one more time. Yeah, I could, you know, and almost the smell is but
yeah.
I mean, but I feel like eggnog also has that kind of quality to it.
I haven't had eggnog in a while, except I have had this, but it's weird. This year, I haven't really had a lot of eggnog. But it was definitely like a note of like if you took a whole like a quart of milk and then added like a half a banana and then whipped it up and then it would like, you know, the banana would kind of dissolve because you whipped it up really hard and it would just be really smooth or whatever, but you would just get this like sort of like lasting sort of like banana-y. So anyway, all right, now let's try it with a little. You don't have very much left, but
you can throw a tiny bit in there.
I'll throw a little whiskey in there for you. And the taste of the eggnog will disappear. But it's still pretty good.
I think, anecdotally, you're using Maker's Mark, which is the whiskey that they dip in wax to seal the bottle up. And I heard on the radio not too long ago that Maker's Mark is suing, I don't know if it's Jose Cuervo or one of the big tequila companies,
because
they've started dipping their bottles in wax. Which, in just sort of cursory opinion here, I don't think they have much of a case. Like, if I want to dip my bottles in wax, I think I should be allowed to do that.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Cheers.
Take two.
Yeah, It tastes much more like whiskey with a little whiskey in there.
But it's a pretty good. It's a pretty good drink. I feel like it's very holiday-like.
Yeah.
And you really would now. You really don't know that it's not eggnog.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Now it. You definitely. It could pass for real.
Like any eggnog. Difference there might have been is now hidden by the mark of Mr. Maker.
Ah, tasty.
So out of 10, how would you rate this experience? How would you rate the plain soy nog experience?
Well, I guess the question is, am I rating compared to just sort of things I like in general, or comparing it to eggnog?
I'll leave it up to you. We'll keep this like kind of like the whose land is it anyway? Scoring points, where they don't really matter.
Okay, all right.
As long as you give it at least a 6.
As if before, I thought that they mattered. let's see. I would say that for holiday experience and like drinking and that sort of thing, I would give this a maybe an 8.
All right.
Because I'm gonna say it's not a necessity, but if you had it at your holiday party or your holiday experience, it would be good.
All right. I think I will have a holiday party next week, and I will have soy eggnog on hand.
Nice.
I've now committed to that.
That's a step in the good direction.
And I might buy another bottle of Baker's Mark.
You could get that tequila with the wax to support their fight for justice.
I will also give it an 8.
All right.
And I think with the Maker's Mark, I will give it a 9.
With the Maker's Mark, this goes right up to 86. I'm telling you.
All right, that concludes the soy nog review section of this podcast.
Do you wanna plug the brand name? What brand name?
Oh, this is Silk.
Silk.
And I like Silk because of it says it's non-GMO soybeans.
Interesting.
I don't know how I feel about genetic modification, but
well,
you know.
I'm going to bust out a little bit of agricultural background on you here.
Uh-oh, maybe I should not have done that.
For those of you who are regular listeners, you would know that I have worked extensively in the field of agricultural development. And GMO, technically, it stands for genetically modified organism. But all crops are technically genetically modified organisms. But what they're referring to is transgenics.
Like the Monsanto.
Transgenics means you've actually, with sort of intent, you've gone down past the molecular level and altered the DNA of the crop. And so there are transgenic soy varieties that are resistant to Roundup and that sort of thing. But so what they're saying is we're not using those because they're taking a stand against that practice.
Yeah, yeah. And I watched some documentary on that.
Does that affect your rating?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That
no way whatsoever.
That affects my rating of this this brand and how I might lean towards Silk.
Okay.
Whereas like certain other ones, like if you buy at Trader Joe's or whatever, it doesn't seem like they highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel less good about it. I'll still buy it if I'm in a pinch, you know, but like, I like this. I don't know why. It's one of those things where, yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know what anything means, but it's just like, we do this, like, okay, cool.
So you're against the transgenic modification of plants?
It seems reasonable to me. Like, you know, again, like, I don't know a ton about it, but I saw some documentary about how, like, you know, the seeds and, like, if it blows into another person's fields, like, now your crops are, like, they own that patent on that. And well, that's all that lameness. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to be part of that. So this is a little thing that I can do. Or maybe I'm doing nothing. Who knows? But, you know, it's very easy to label a bottle of anything with some like nice little logo to say
all natural.
Hey, it's all natural. But anyway, all right, cool.